Explore the mystery at shrouduniversity.com.
Good morning to all. Now I have to present the paper of Carlo Goldoni, who died this year, and therefore he was not able to finish the work. This presentation was mainly prepared by engineer Barbesino, and I integrated with some photos that Carlo Goldoni gave me in the past. Before to begin, I propose 1 minute of silence in his memory. Well, the title of the presentation is The Shroud of Turin and the Bilirubin Bloodstains. this is the index of the presentation, overview, the bilirubin in the blood, the effect of bilirubin, previous observation, experiments with bilirubin, neutron radiation, experiments with neutrons and UV, discussion and conclusion. Overview. The color of the shroud blood stains is not well understood. Normally a blood stain assumes a brownish color in few days, but this is not the case of the shroud. After many centuries, the blood stains show a vivid red color. Baima Bollone in 2000 supposed that the red color of the blood stains is due to a reaction between the bilirubin found in the blood of the shroud men, demonstrated by Adler, with the halo and mirror present in the sheet. Nevertheless, the authors showed that the color of blood stains becomes brownish when the blood on linen is added to a mixture of halo, mirror and artificial sweat. After this, Baima Bollone supposed that the red color was due to the metabolized bilirubin, which produces carbon monoxide that interacts with the hemoglobin present in the blood to form a stable compound, carboxyhemoglobin, which has a cherry red color. Despite this hypothesis, the problem of blood stains seems still unsolved. For example, the author discovered that blood clots remain of a vivid red color if they are irradiated with UV rays. This fact is consistent with the hypothesis of the body image formation as being due to an energy containing UV rays. According to Pierluigi Baima Bollone, the shroud stains are human blood of group AB. John Heller and Alan Adler identified in the same clots not only hemoglobin, but also other specific compounds of blood and, among them, the bilirubin in significant quantities. Bilirubin comes from the catabolism of hemoglobin and arriving into the liver is poured from the liver into the bile. The high concentration of bilirubin in the blood stains could be explained by the many traumas suffered by the shroud man before his death. According to some researchers, the presence of bilirubin with aloes and myrrh is the responsible of the unusual bright red color of these blood stains observed under special circumstances. The Effect of Bilirubin. The author, with Tina Grimaldi and Mario Moroni, carried out a series of tests to verify the supposed relationship between the color of the blood of healthy donors and the presence of bilirubin. They artificially produced human blood clots containing increasing amounts of bilirubin in a concentration from 2 to 5 times greater than the normal physiological concentration. The resulting blood had a yellowing color of the skin. Moreover, also the blood serum showed a peculiar greenish-yellow coloring. Previous observation. It is important to note, in agreement with Pierre Barbet and others, that the bright red color of blood is also connected with an exposure to ultraviolet rays. If the change of color becomes visible to sunlight, it is reasonable to assume the occurrence of an external action caused by a radiation. It is known that the irradiation of blood with ultraviolet light transforms normal and pathological quantities of bilirubin in similar compounds such as lumirubin and isolumirubin. Experiments with bilirubin. The decals of human blood obtained from healthy donors having increasing amount of bilirubin were obtained on samples of a shroud-like cloth treated with an aqueous solution of aloe, myrrh and artificial sweet and calcium salts. After 4 or 5 hours necessary to the recoagulation of the blood clot just at position was run, it was so possible to obtain sharp decals of serum aloes visible in the ultraviolet light. 3 sets of samples with increasing concentration of bilirubin were obtained. Here are the samples. And here is shown the set of the 5 samples with increasing amounts of bilirubin. And set 2 was aged for 10 hours in a stove at a temperature of 120 degrees C. This is the results. Obviously, this sample was cut in order to put in the stove and to obtain the heating. Set 3 was exposed to ultraviolet radiation for 6 hours, and this is the same result. Experiment, set 1 as described before, set 2 was aged for 10 hours in a stove, set 3, as you have seen, was exposed to ultraviolet radiation for 6 hours. No color change was detected for sets 1 and 2. Set 3, after 6 hours of UV irradiation, took a bright red color. But this time seemed to in excess in reference to observation made on the shroud that the change of color could be observed after half an hour, let's say. Neutron radiation. Jean-Baptiste Rinaudot developed a model according to which an energy was released during the resurrection that would have produced the disintegration of the deuterium nuclei present on the body surface and would therefore generated protons and neutrons. The first one would be the cause of the image, the second would be the cause of an increase of 14C content. The author, with his team, considered that the coloring observed under special circumstances on the blood decals could have originated from a neutron irradiation of the cloth. Experiments with neutrons and UV. Some blood samples with high contents of bilirubin were irradiated with neutrons. The irradiation dose was the one related to the corresponding dose of protons necessary to obtain a color comparable to that visible on the shroud. Such a treatment did not cause any color change in the blood stain. However, the following irradiation in the UV next showed, after exposure of only 30 minutes, a sharp change toward the bright red color regardless the bilirubin excess in each sample. The time of 30 minutes is in agreement with those of with observation made on the shroud. Discussion: we can assume that the neutron irradiation caused an upset in the blood at the molecular level that facilitates the subsequent penetration of the UV rays used after neutron irradiation. The same physical chemical situation could occur in the blood of the shroud when it is exposed to sunlight that is rich in UV rays, causing the transition from the rust color commonly seen in the old blood stains to the bright red color. Conclusion: the redness of the shroud blood has been considered also with experimental results. The bilirubin, also in concentration higher than the physiological one, does not alter the blood color. A previous neutron radiation causes a bright red color of the blood stains only after the exposition to UV rays for a few tens of minutes. The neutron irradiation caused an upset in the blood at the molecular level. The same physical chemical situation could occur in the shroud blood exposed to sunlight rich of UV rays, causing the transition from the rust color to the bright red color. The presentation is finished here, but I wish to add a comment of William Mitchell, which called me by telephone and prayed me to furnish this note. The charred material coming from the Chambéry fire of the Turing shroud and sampled during the intervention 2002 should be radiocarbon dated. The results, even if the samples are contaminated by the other material, can be useful for a comparison with the 1988 data. At least three samples coming from different areas should be tested. Shroud Science Group should subscribe a formal request to the Vatican for this test. This is his proposal that I give to you. Thank you for your attention.
Explore the mystery at shrouduniversity.com.